Dr. Pinsky dictating IME on January 11 regarding David Sanchez-Morales, M-O-R-A-L-E-S. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Sanchez-Morales as described in the reports listed above. Pretty is now a 50-year-old male who again reports he was injured at work on 6-23-09. Pretty slipped on steps and a slab of granite countertop fell on top of him. But as a result, he believes he injured his mid and lower back, as well as his hand. Brady went to Cooper Hospital emergency room afterwards, period. He had further evaluation, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Brady has had therapy and injections, but no surgical intervention. Brady is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. He reports he has reopened his claim and wants his case to be finalized. Period. New paragraph. I was in receipt of much of the documentation currently supplied, so we'll focus on what was not previously available. Period. According to this information, on 4/9/19, the petitioner was seen by Dr. Duckles, D-U-C-K-L-E-S, for pain management consultation. Period. Complained of chronic back pain following a work injury in 2009. Brady was diagnosed with a herniated nucleus pulposus, had physical therapy and an epidural steroid injection. Brady did not pursue surgery, although it was considered. Period. Dr. Duckles diagnosed lumbar intervertebral disc disorder as well as chronic bilateral low back pain with right-sided sciatica. Period. They discussed treatment options. Including further injections, period. A repeat MRI was done on 4/24/19, although no prior studies were available for comparison. Period. Insert those results here. On 5/11/20, Dr. Duckles had him undergo another lumbar MRI compared to the study of 4/24/19 to be inserted here. Period. Dr. Duckles made various medication adjustments and administered epidural steroid injections in the interim. Period. As of his last visit on 4/7/20, that was conducted via telephone. He reported minimal benefit from his epidural steroid injection. Period. Dr. Duckles, physician assistant, ordered another MRI since the last one was over a year old and also recommended surgical consultation. Period. At the outset of Dr. Duckles' treatment, a past medical history was remarkable for various medical conditions, including arrhythmia, asthma, heroin overdose, hepatitis C, MRSA, thyroid disease, and shortness of breath with exercise. Period. His cardiac issue was diagnosed as Wolff-Parkinson-White syndrome. Period. He had been an intravenous drug user. Period. Physical exam. There was a long recent abrasion on the right forearm measuring approximately 5 inches in length. Period. He complained about swelling of the right index PIP joint. Period. His nails were abraded. Period. He had a callus formation, rough texture, and dirt under his fingernails. Period. Manual muscle testing was initially 5/-5 for right hand grasp, but could be coaxed into 5/5 strength. Period. Strength was otherwise 5/5 bilaterally. Period. Extremities lower, he remained in his pants. Shoes and socks, limiting pinprick sense tasting and proximal visualization. Paired cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 45 degrees. Paired motion was otherwise full in all spheres. Paired had mild tenderness palpation by the right sacroiliac joint and paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 70 degrees and left at 75 degrees elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Paired there were positive axial loading and trunk torsion maneuvers for symptom magnification. Paired impressions on 6-23-09. David Sanchez Morales was injured at work, as marked in my prior report. Period. Since evaluated here in 2018, he came under the pain management care of Dr. Duckles in 2019. Period. A repeat lumbar MRI was done on 4/24/19 to be inserted here. Period. Dr. Duckles made various medication adjustments and eventually instilled epidural steroid injections. However, the petitioner did not have much relief from them. Period. On 4/7/20, his physician assistant ordered a surgical consultation, although this had already been conducted in the past. Period. He also ordered an updated MRI that was done on 5/11/20. Be inserted here, period. New paragraph, the current examination found there to be variable mobility about the lumbar spine. Period, he had a positive trunk torsion and axial loading maneuvers for symptom magnification. Period, sitting and supine straight leg raise maneuvers did not correlate with one another. Period, the latter did not elicit any radicular complaints below the knees, so it was not clinically consequential. Period, there were skin changes on the hands, consists with ongoing physically rigorous manual activities that speak to his ongoing high functionality. Period. Insert the usual. My opinions relative to permanency are the same as those previously offered and to be inserted. Period. End.